Welcome to Cosmos and Commerce, the podcast where entrepreneurial stories are shaken and not stirred, and where we explore the flavors of success just as much as the perfect cocktail. I'm Michelle Cook from Body Ache Escape Massage Center, here with my co-host Janice Francis from the Humble Crate Artisan Marketplace. And today, get ready to meet a true dynamo who's gracing our studio.
So now let's turn our spotlight to our exceptional guest. She's a master of many trades, from holistic health and fitness to acting, photography, TV, and more. Her journey has been a symphony of success, and her new book, Uncork Your Life, A Guide to Getting Unstuck, is a testament to her wisdom.
With charisma that sparkles and insights that inspire, she's a true embodiment of the Cosmos and Commerce spirit.
Welcome, Darian.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Darian, can you tell us a little bit about your diverse background and how you transitioned through holistic health and fitness, advertising, acting, photography, TV, and marketing? What drove you to explore such a wide range of fields?
I go back to telling people that there's things that I always loved to do when I was younger in high school, and I didn't go after those dreams right away. I always loved photography. I always loved personal training and fitness, but I became a parent at a very young age. I was 19 years old. And so I had to pick a quick career, I guess you would say. And so I had gone to school. I did paralegal work. I did a little bit of investigations. And then my family began to grow. And after that, I thought, okay, what am I going to be able to do that I can use my creative energy and still be able to be the parent and the mom that I wanted to be to all of my kids? So I have four boys. And so I decided that it was going to be flexibility. That's what was going to work for me in order to prioritize my kids. And so I started out with photography, and then I got into acting. And during that time, I thought, okay, this is great. It's working for me, but I still needed more. And then the personal training aspect came back to me. It had always been sitting in the background. I always loved the fitness and how the body works. And I've always loved motivating people to do better and be healthier. And so I went back to school. I became a personal trainer. Then I got into health coaching around the same time. They go hand in hand. And I just kept hitting these different phases in my life that I needed more and I needed more. And acting was one of those things that crept right in, and it was just the timing and it worked. And so I did acting for a while. I could still do a little bit of the fitness training. And then that just came to an end because I picked up a TV program and then another TV program and a little bit of a radio show. And then that had to come to an end at one point because I thought, okay, it's a new journey. It's going to be a new season. And then I decided to take a little bit of time off and write my book. And then the writing of the book was encompassing a little bit of all of what I just shared and just helping people move forward.
So you've achieved such success in various industries. How did your experience in holistic health and fitness influence your approach to entrepreneurship in the other areas?
I think that in entrepreneurship, you have lots of ups and downs. And being in holistic health and with fitness, it's helped with my stress. It's helped me navigate when it's time to stop, when it's time to, like I mentioned before, shift. I learned how to shift better with the ebbs and the flows of business when you don't have that many clients and when you have a ton of clients. Income is income, but the great thing about having multiple areas that I've been able to work in, where one area may not be so busy in business, I still have something else that can also bring an income and fill the void, and I'm still able to help people.
Yeah. So your Pilates studio has been a significant part of your journey. How did you initially decide to start a Pilates studio, and what were some of the challenges you faced while you were establishing that?
With the studio, I found it by accident. I was in school for personal training, became friends with an ex-professional dancer, and she was an actor. And she had always used Pilates for their training and their conditioning. And she says, you need to come over and you need to try Pilates. And I thought, no, that is not for me. I'm not doing Pilates. I like the heavy lifting, strength training. I did it once and I thought, okay, this is all right. But then I fell in love with it. And she was right because she had said, you're going to love this. And it took one or two tries for me and then I was in.
That's awesome. So your journey also includes hosting a talk show. Tell us a little bit about that show.
So the show I did, I think it was about 2 years. It was called Healthy Life Designing, and it was based out of Lancaster, Ohio. And I interviewed anybody that from holistic health, wellness professionals, professional athletes, speakers, authors. I went as far as interviewing at one point, one of my most favorite interviews was with a psychologist that had studied creativity for about 20 years, and she was from Italy. And that was one of my most favorite interviews from the Holistic Health, Healthy Life Designing TV program.
Nice. Where can we find that to see the past episodes?
I would have to look and maybe send it to you. But the author that I had interviewed back then, her name was Tia Mickelson. And the book that she had wrote was called Coaching the Creative Impulse, which I highly recommend. And I have about probably 20 or 30 post-it notes throughout. It's a little small book, but it's just packed with really great information, especially if you're in this, in a burnout phase. It helps you see a different side of how a creative person really works and how they struggle.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Congratulations on your book, Uncork Your Life, A Guide to Getting Unstuck. Could you tell us what inspired you to write this book and what readers can expect to gain from it?
Sure. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
It was actually supposed to be called Healthy Life Designing. Years and years ago, I'd always wanted to write a book, and it ended up being that the Healthy Life Designing name was meant to be for my TV program. And I thought, okay, so I stashed the ideas away for a good bit. And I knew that it was time, and I started to compile different things throughout my life. And I would get to a point that I thought, okay, I'm ready to publish this book. I want to do it. But then I thought, no, you just want to do it, but is it ready? And it wasn't ready. I honestly know now I had to go through some crazy crappy times in order to put that in my book, as part of really learning to push through certain times and phases of your life to move forward. And by doing that, it enabled me to have all of the good stuff in the book to practice what I preach, if that makes sense. I can say I've done X, Y, and Z, and I've went through hell and back, and here's the story, whether it's business, whether it's relationships, my own health, my own fitness, parenting, it's all in there.
Yeah, I always say the worst things in the moments make the best stories later.
Yes, absolutely.
In what area do you see that most people are stuck, according to your book, Unstuck Yourself?
I think I train, obviously, a lot of women. And I would say over the past 10 years, whether it's the health coaching or it's the fitness training, the common issue seems to be, and this may be crazy for you, but it's confidence. It always boils down to confidence. And I'm talking anywhere from, I've had young girls at the age of 12, but I've also trained women that are in their later 50s or now into retirement. They end up having the same issues, confidence in the way they look, not wanting to look in the mirror, feeling bad about themselves. And then obviously you can put two and two together. How you feel inside is how you're going to look on the outside. And that seems to be, it's what I speak a lot about. It normally always boils down to confidence.
Yeah. I know when I am not feeling good about myself, it messes with my whole life.
And it does. It really does.
Yeah, it does. I think we've all been there.
Many people struggle with feeling stuck in various aspects of their lives. Could you share a key insight or strategy from your book that you believe can help individuals overcome such obstacles?
One of the things that I love to share, and I've done this at speaking events and in workshops, and I call it a mental wash. And it's taking a piece of paper or a notebook and hashing out every single thing that's in your head, the negative, the toxic things, the dirty, the bad, the ugly, getting it all out, especially if you can start this in the morning, maybe spend 10 minutes, get it all out of your head so you don't show up in the world with that information, because it just makes your day ugly, but just sets the tone. And it's the cheapest, easiest thing that I would recommend.
Yeah, I agree. I worked with a business coach one time and she called it a brain dump. So I've practiced that since then and it is very therapeutic.
Yes. And we did it's so simple.
Didn't we do that when you talked to our women's leadership and we had post-its all over our bodies?
Yeah, I remember for yours, I had the sheets of paper and it said mental wash and it had the glittery look to it. The papers did. And then I don't remember the post-it notes.
Okay.
Yeah. I think the post-it notes was another speaker.
Oh, okay. Kind of want to, in the same vein.
Yeah. Yeah. How do your experiences as an entrepreneur and your journey in different industries relate to the principles you discuss in your book?
I think every area is very different and it's specific to what the person is going through at a particular time. So for instance, if you're building a new business, you might endure a lot of different types of stress that you may not have in your normal everyday stay-at-home mom type life. Whereas, like for example, somebody like myself, I kept getting stuck in between trying to shift in a different career direction. And obviously I've done that many times, but for me, it went back to confidence. Like I mentioned with the other women, I had to have the confidence to know, okay, I can do this. I can become a trainer. I can still be a parent. I can still have these multiple different interests and passions all at the same time and be productive and be able to show up for my family equally, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah. So your charismatic personality comes through in your various ventures. How do you infuse that sense of fun and energy into your businesses, such as your Pilates studio and your other creative projects?
Thank you again. I don't know. I'm in courses right now with a psychologist. I'm taking psychology classes. And we seem to talk a lot about showing up and how you show up. And I'm just a pretty transparent person and I'm silly and I love to have fun and I don't like to be super serious. And especially working with a bunch of different people that have lower self-esteem, it makes it easier for the person to let their guard down, whether you're teaching Pilates, which is very intimate, or you're doing a health coaching session where it's all confidential, but people are dumping their hearts out to you sometimes. And it takes a lot for the person on the other end to do, but I've been there. So I just try to be open and transparent and have some fun.
Yeah, I like that. So balancing your entrepreneurship with personal life can be very challenging. How do you manage to maintain your vibrant and energetic approach while also tending to your roles as a wife, a parent, and a friend?
That has changed a few different times. Actually, I did an interview with a girl named Lindsay Nathanson from Granville a while back. And I had asked her sort of the same question, how does she balance everything? And she simply told me she doesn't. And so I know I've written in my book how to balance things, but I've also come to realize that you're never going to have everything completely balanced. Nobody has this super perfect pie when every slice is perfectly even. It never really shows up that way, but I just try to keep filling up my cup. I went through a lot of stressful times in the past few months. I took time out and I did float therapy. I got a massage. My lesson now is the more stressed I am, I'm going to take more time away from the work or whatever it is causing my stress and go do something that makes me feel good about myself, even if it's 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah, it's good advice.
I've been walking every morning, like out in nature. I've been going to the park with a friend, and I can't tell you how that sets the tone for the entire day.
Yes, I love walking.
Yeah.
You mentioned that your achievements are a result of moving forward despite challenges. Can you share an instance where the odds were stacked against you, and how did you manage to persevere and succeed?
Yes. Earlier on, I'd been in a very ugly, abusive relationship, mentally, physically, verbally, and I was young. And I always revert back to that. And it was a long time ago. But during that time, I didn't think that I was going to get through. I was smoking cigarettes. I was drinking a six-pack of Bud Light to get myself to go to sleep. Everybody has their baggage and their dirty, cruddy stuff that they don't want people to know. But I always try to be transparent and to share it, because people think, oh, you're in the health and fitness world. You don't do this or this. No, but I did. I most certainly did do the bad things. But I got to a certain point that, like, okay, I'm a parent. I cannot continue to, I can't afford to buy the cigarettes. I can't afford to keep buying the beer. I didn't have the money. I was broke. I was being evicted from my apartment. And honestly, I ended up meeting my husband, and he must have seen something in me that I didn't see in myself. And just that little slither of hope just cracked me open and helped me see what I couldn't see in myself.
Yeah. Many aspiring entrepreneurs face moments of self-doubt. What advice would you give to someone who's struggling to believe in their own capabilities and ideas?
I always tell people, look in the mirror, really look in the mirror, because the person that is down deep in there really wants to come out. And just having the courage to just be who you are and to show up and really, truly just start going after what you want. Make a tiny step. It doesn't matter how big it is. Just take a tiny step to move forward.
Nice. So with your diverse background, what advice would you offer to budding entrepreneurs looking to explore multiple interests and industries while maintaining a clear sense of direction?
I would say what you're most passionate about, and I know I mentioned repeatedly, but I waited too long to do the photography. I waited too long to do the personal training. Those were always in my mind. They were always in my heart. And I feel like there's always one person, and I've coached so many people. They're trying to figure out what's next. What is it that drives you? What is it that makes you feel inspired and really happy and excited when the person is, if you're hearing about the topic somewhere, somehow, if it's always showing up for you, then I think that you should listen to that and put forward effort in that direction.
That makes sense. So what are some practical tips or strategies you've learned throughout your journey that can help business owners enhance their overall well-being and balance?
Asking for help, whether it's you need the mental capability to really work in your business and on your business, but you can't do both at the same time. Mm-hmm. Hire help. Find somebody that you trust and start small, but hire help.
Yeah. That's good advice.
Yeah. I know go ahead.
A lot of us just have trouble asking for help. Like, yes, we wanted to do this. We got ourselves into this. We can do it. We can handle it.
Yes.
I know when I hired an office manager to take a lot of that work off my plate, my life changed for the better.
Can imagine. And your business grew so fast and so quickly.
All right, Darian, after delving into your remarkable journey and tapping into the treasure trove of your insights, let's infuse a delightful dash of fun with a lightning round of questions. We're about to send some quick fire queries your way, and we're excited to witness your spontaneous responses.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm scared.
Okay.
All right. What is the book that you've most given as a gift, or the book that made the biggest impact on you?
Coaching the Creative Impulse.
Ooh, I'll have to get that one. What purchase of $100 or less has most positively impacted your life?
I can't be lightning quick on that one. I really don't know. Books. I just buy lots of books. Honestly, I buy way too many books. but it's books.
I don't think you can have too many books.
No, that's what I tell my husband.
Yeah. You just need more shelves to put them on, huh?
Yes.
Know, right? So what's an unusual habit or an absurd thing that you love to do?
I'm a pretty normal, boring person. I really don't have any crazy thing that I love to do. I'm a big bird nerd. I love bird watching. And if somebody tells me they see an eagle, I just go cuckoo crazy because I am so fascinated by birds. I have a bird that's always at my house. His name is Mr. Tardinal. So it's with a T. All my clients know about Mr. Tardinal, my husband, my kids, and I'm convinced that he visits with me and checks in with me every single day, and people think I'm nuts, but that's my cardinal.
I love it. I love it. One of our other guests, and I'm going to get one of these. Do you have one of those bird feeders that has a camera on it so you can?
No, I don't.
Danielle with Ruby Joy has that. It was given to her, I think, as a Mother's Day gift or something like that. And she posts pictures of these birds, but it's just a real close, got a camera on it.
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing. I'll have to tell my husband I want that for my birthday.
There you go.
What is your proudest accomplishment?
My kids.
No.
Yeah. What is your current passion project?
I am working on another book.
Oh.
Yes.
What's this one about?
It's going to be more about the mental aspect of things in life. Can't really go into very much detail, but it's more about our mental health.
Okay. We'll look forward to that.
Hence you talking to the psychologist, huh?
Yes.
What is one skill you would like to master?
I honestly would love to learn how to golf. My youngest son played a couple years ago, and it was funny because he was the only one that could actually teach me how to swing correctly, which is hilarious because he was maybe 11, 12. But I have four kids and a husband, but he was the one teaching me. But I've got a client that she is, oh my gosh, she is awesome at golfing and she always inspires me. And I'm like, one day that's going to be what I'm going to do. I'm going to have my little set of friends and we go golf every week and maybe 10 years from now, but that's really what I would love to do.
Janice golfs, I think, right?
She does.
Let's say I have been golfing.
Okay.
I can drive
the golf cart.
I like to drive the golf cart. Now, I have fun doing it when I'm with people that I like. When you have a good time on the golf course and if you've got nothing else to do during the day. But when I have golfed, I've had fun with the friends, like at the chamber golf outing and things like that.
And you love to walk, so it makes perfect sense.
Oh, yeah. So, Darian, do you believe in the power of manifestation?
I do, along with prayer.
Yeah. Okay. What was your very first job?
Oh, I'm pretty sure it was Dairy Queen and I got fired.
Were you eating too much ice cream?
No, I was probably either not showing up for work or late or who knows back then because my priorities were not very, I didn't have priorities.
Oh. No. Darian, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Hopefully, in 5 years, I will have published at least 5 books. That's my goal.
Oh, one and, a year.
Yes. And I want to be able to speak more. I would like to travel a little bit more. By this time, my kids will be more grown and on with their lives, and it will be a new chapter for me. And yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So do you have the ideas for all 5 of the books already?
I have 3. I have 3 more book ideas, including the one I'm working on right now.
Yeah, good. And then the others will come to you as time passes. So do you have a pump-up song? What's your pump-up song to get you going?
The Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, okay.
Yep, that's my secret song.
Okay, perfect. Since we call ourselves Cosmos and Commerce, what is your drink of choice?
I'm going to be a little boring, but I'm going to be honest. And it's water. I love water.
Okay.
And I have it with me everywhere I go. I do enjoy wine, hence Uncork Your Life. There's activities in there based around wine.
Yeah.
But I love my water. I even have one sitting with me right now.
I do too. I've got water and iced tea, and I have been finding a new love for drinking water recently. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Would you rather revisit the early days of your Pilates studio armed with all the knowledge you have now, or fast forward to a moment of wild success in a new uncharted venture?
I would like to fast forward. I'm somebody that I love change and I love evolving.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's great. Okay. So finally, what's next for you, Darian? Are there any exciting projects or ventures on the horizon that you'd like to share with our audience?
The book, like I mentioned, I can't really get into too much detail. I'm doing a few book signings coming up. I'm going to continue to do those, but I am also working on a podcast. It's been in the mix for at least probably 8 or 9 months now, but okay. Life was happening for a good bit of time. And so it took a back seat. So hopefully by the beginning of the year, it'll be full go.
Okay. So where can listeners find more about you, your book, and your various ventures online?
Sure. So my website has all of the good stuff, www.darianrowles.com.
And that's R-O-W-L-E-S?
It is.
Okay.
Very good.
And that's a wrap on this invigorating episode of Cosmos and Commerce. From sipping on wisdom as rich as our favorite cocktails to immersing ourselves in the art of entrepreneurship, it's been an absolute pleasure exploring the world of success and innovation with all of you. Before we sign off, I want to extend a heartfelt thank you to our phenomenal guest, Darian Rowles, for gracing us with her wisdom and charisma. Remember, her book, Uncork Your Life, A Guide to Getting Unstuck, is a must-read for those seeking inspiration to overcome life's obstacles.
Thanks so much for having me, girls.
Yes.
If you're eager for more conversations that blend the flavors of life, business, and the perfect concoction, make sure to visit our website at cosmosandcommerce.com. There you'll find all the previous episodes, exciting updates, and a chance to engage with us directly. So keep those glasses raised and keep dreaming big. And until next time, cheers to your journey in both the cosmos and the world of commerce. Goodbye for now. And remember, every venture is a step closer to your own unique recipe for success.
Thank you.
Thank you, Darian, so much. I'm glad that we were finally able to get it up.
Done.